the Schultz thing is, and this, Schultz would like you to raise this question with Connelly. Did Henry raise it with you?
Speech, Rogers.
There's the stuff.
Schultz thinks it's a good idea.
Yeah, well, Schultz says Rogers thinks it's a good idea. Except for the...
He wasn't smart.
Except for the last paragraph or something. Rogers still wants you to make a speech, though.
Me to make a speech, but they want Schultz to make a speech.
Well, Schultz is going to make a speech anyway. What Rogers doesn't... The last thing they suggest you say is that I've outlined the broadest of guidelines. I've asked Secretary Treasury to lay before you the specifics of a U.S. proposal. That's what Rogers does.
Rogers doesn't. That's my point.
That's what Rogers wants me to make this speech, but he doesn't want me to make the proposal.
He doesn't want Schultz to make the proposal.
That's right.
Connelly does. That's the key word I got to get to.
Right. But that's
good.
So that's what.
Is it short enough?
That is the speech. It's a. It's an outline. It's a paper, it's points to be covered in a speech. It's got to be rewritten as a speech.
Oh God, who would we pick to write? Got to get somebody.
You don't think Sapphire can do that?
No. Oh, you just give it to Sapphire.
Seems to me that he's the one who understands it.
Sir. He understands it. He should tell him. He's always worked with these people. No cuties.
So I guess you do need to see Schultz then.
You know, Colson was on a whole course, whatever you want. Colson was talking, this thing that you read about Bradley, he said, Bradley, and called my type of speech a partisan attack, and he called the labor day speech a bitter attack.
Slashing.
The slashing.
Slashing attack.
We can't do it.
Bradley's, well, no, but we got to keep on bitching about it.
Does it do any good?
Yeah.
No.
A little bit.
He does this for deliberate reasons. Sure. He knows what the crisis is up to.
No question. There's no point getting upset about
it. It wasn't a check. It wasn't a slash. And it's, if anything, he's out there responsible. But no, not really. It's the way I wanted it.
No, it was a good,
hard-hitting talk, straight-on speech.
That's right. But there,
Jesus, why did they pick that kind of thing?
Sure.
you don't want to start selling specifics right now. What you want to sell affirmatively is faith, is statesmanship, is responsibility, is decency, is leadership.
Well, that, according to this article, that's all right there. All we got to do is hang on.
That's all.
It isn't. Something's got to build up. It's there. We got it.
So let's don't lose that thing. Because the minute you start running off on specific issues, then you take it out and you put it in a completely different context.
Well, actually, we don't have to say anymore our program. Come up for anything.
That's right.
We've already done it. Friend, the only thing we've got left, right, is tragedy time. And damn it, it's such a tough one. I think we've got to be very general on the fact. Well, the question's not about property taxes, but I'm not going to be damn specific about it.
Mr. Brody,
we don't want any tax reform that raises prices, raises taxes.
No, it's a tax reform. Who did it?
Yeah.
I did. Let's be specific. They want to talk about specifics. I've taken 9.5 million people off the tax roll since I've been president, the poor people in this country. I have reduced personal income taxes by $19.5 billion since I've been president. That's being specific. We have reduced excise taxes that the poor people of this country pay along with everyone else. $3.5 billion since I've been president. That's being specific. We've raised corporate taxes $4.5 billion since I've been president. That's being specific. I have said we're going to reduce property taxes. That's being specific. I've had two reform bills, 1969 and 1971, most sweeping tax reforms in this century since the passage of the income tax measures itself in 1913. That's being specific. And all this does is give you an opportunity to say, sure, we're not through. We're not through. But when my opponent tells you that he's gonna give you another $140 million worth of government, $140 billion worth of government services without any new taxes, he is leading you down a blind alley. You can't get that kind of money except imposing it upon the average working man in this country, because that's where the tax comes from. And I'm not for it. I want to reduce taxes. I've already done it. I want to do it some more, but I've got to reduce spending first before I can. And we're sure we're going to have tax reform, but it's going to be responsible tax reform. It's not going to be political tax reform that really says he wants political increases so he can spend more money because he don't think you've got sense enough to spend your own. That'd be my approach to the taxes. That's all you need. You'd get a chance to drive home again, $22 billion tax reductions. In fact, you'd increase taxes on corporations.
Right.
And you can't go out and defend them. 106 cases of people made over $200,000 not paying taxes. You can't do that. If you start talking about corporations, let's get Bill Sapphire or somebody to give you. I told George Shields this yesterday, get you a dozen cases of these tax preferences. Where if you really want to later on, you can talk about it. You can talk about casualty losses. Say, that's a tax burden. But if your home burns down, if you're out in Keokuk, Iowa, and say, if your home burns down, I think you ought to be able to take advantage of it on your tax return. So you build it back.
If you're in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, you don't wash it away in the flood.
And just say, that's a tax burden. But I think it ought to be available to you. I'm not changing it. Now, take the city bond issue. Just say, now, you all want to pay your city to pay 9% interest to build your sewer facilities, your streets,
and raise your taxes
to pay for it. Well, that's all right. I'm not for it. My point is, that's what he wants you to do. But that's one of these problems that he's talking about.
Interest deduction on personal.
And just say,
all this does is raise taxes at the local level and reduce them to federal level.
That's all.
That's all it does.
And just say, now, the truth of the matter is, this great tax reform bill he's got is warming over hatch. Stanley Surrey concocted and put on the stove and served up to President Johnson, and he wouldn't even submit it to the Congress, and they leaked it to the Congress. It was all considered the 1969 tax reform bill, and the Congress has gone over every bit of it and rejected 95% of it. And that's all. And that's the way I handle this tax reform thing. Now, that connection, and nobody knows this, but you two, two other people, that's where six of us know it. G. McCarthy dislikes McGovern very much. He's very disenchanted with
be interested in the FCC or more interested in this
COI?
No, I think so.
FCC?
Well, it'd have to be for that.
No, he didn't have.
No.
He's more interested in this communications. You got a new man, John Macy's leaving?
Yeah, public broadcasting.
Public broadcasting.
But he'd like to do something of that sort.
Those are the two things he mentioned. You may not want to give him either.
Yeah, we could give him something.
He said that.
He's the first one. He's twice as smart as whoever.
Oh, he's.
And he's got some class.
Oh, he's got some class.
He's a church.
He's a
good idea.
No,
but boy, he's smart. He's an interesting guy.
Oh, sure.
Governor's a double man. And that's the difference.
Well, McCarthy's smart. He's just a professor type, that's all.
Big.
closer.